So we see the law is here. How about law enforcement? I mean, that's a really good question for a lot of issues we see in society that often enforcement is short of. So that could be that's often the problem.
Yeah, I mean, what is law without enforcement? I mean, otherwise it's just kind of there, but people can, not obey it. There needs to be some kind of force to be reckoned with if you do break the law. I absolutely agree with that thorny
Yes.
remark.
And we do need victim to know they can find help. So education is needed for those who are in this horrible situation. They need to know they can try to find help.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty much unanimously agreed amongst our listeners by all these comments I see.
Well, of course, 'cause they're fabulous.
They're
Yes,
great
you
people.
are.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're saying that law is simply not enough. Chiu-Pin says even there if there is a law to protect the husband or wife from domestic abuse, oh, very, very cool. You guys all recognize this. Wife or husband could be subject to domestic abuse, and there are still many people who feel ashamed to reach for help by legal means and live that life, maybe just for the sake of their children. But my point here, Chiu-Pin says, it's not good for the child at all. People growing up in a domestic violence-filled home, he or she is probably prone to be more violent or too fragile in the future to live a normal life. I think the child's view and position in that household is sometimes neglected.
Absolutely. And these are kids. You aren't just born with like how you see the world. I think reality is learned through experiences and you as a kid and as you grow up every day. Attributes to what you consider reality. But for sure, when you're a kid, this is your first meeting, your first impression with the world and how it works. And you spend most of your time with your family. So, I really do think kids, yes, they're the chief victims, one of the chief victims of domestic abuse, even if it's not necessarily directed towards them. So, well said.
Yes, I totally agree. And there is Yuer, who's not afraid to speak up on this issue. She's saying, actually, I think it's very hard for anyone to report on his or her neighbor for domestic violence issues. That's interesting.
I would totally agree. In fact, there's many times because this is often talked about in the U.S. At least I've experienced these kind of talks and stuff. And a lot of people will say, psychologists will say, like, you have to be subtle about how you help someone that's a victim of domestic abuse, because if you're too overt, they feel shame, they feel shy, they want to actually space themselves from you. It's something, subtlety is a really good way to try to help people. So I think just reporting and having police go over there, that could be in a very abrupt and aggressive way that could have negative results and possibly lead to more domestic abuse that happens to that person.
Oh, yes, that's true. And I guess sometimes I have a very juvenile, immature way of looking at life that I think when it comes to this kind of issue, domestic violence, when you hear it from your neighbors or something like that, I think you have to take sides. This is only from He Yang. You are all free to have your own perspective on this. I think neutrality helps the oppressor and never the victim. So for me, I think, okay, I will intervene.
I absolutely. First of all, to separate, just to stop it. But I think we often think of domestic abuse and then just one person who's solely the victim. I think often, many times, it's not necessarily talked about, but it takes many times two to tango. Just a heated remarks back and forth. Women throw stuff at guys all the time. Like, there is definitely domestic abuse that happens to guys too. It's just especially, I think, many times guys don't talk about it because then maybe you're not seen as being, manly or something like that. I don't think it's ever your responsibility to take a side. But to try to get them to separate from each other, try to educate them if they have a kid, what they're doing to that kid, because I don't think it's so simple. It's so cut and dry.
Yeah.
And it's not our job to judge or to be the jury at the same time of something we haven't experienced. We just came in during the rough part of it. I would leave that to someone else, you know, a judge or whatnot, who would just say, hey, guys, listen, you obviously can't be around each other. Boom, restraining order on both of you. Learn to figure out your stuff.
See, I totally agree with you, Ryan, there. That is, if they can learn to use a subtle way to actually help the family, it'd be perfect. But for me, if I have to choose between not doing anything and doing something, maybe report to the police,
yeah.
I will ask people, appeal for them to choose to report to the police. That is, doing something is always, in this situation, better than not do anything. And maybe it is the police responsibility, because their job is to help people. So maybe they can ask the neighbors to report anonymously, maybe to help them be still, at least be around of this horrible family. So maybe that will kind of help the situation.
Yeah, and I would say one step further is giving these police the training for domestic
yes.
abuse and how to handle it. You know, that's something that after just this brief conversation we've had about this, you know, aspect of it, definitely there needs to be training to how to handle this.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, as I feel often police officers that are
yeah.
go to work in these small...
Grab their donuts in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have donuts here
okay,
in China.
That's an American police officer.
Yeah. Soybean milk drink. And,
yeah.
Is that not manly enough for the police officer?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But for them who work in these police yeah. stations that are located in neighborhoods
yeah.
in China, I think often the grassroots level job for these fellow guys is often to be an intermediate and actor in some of the family issues, and it's so necessary for them to have the necessary knowledge and tactics to handle that situation. And yes, the victim here mm-hmm. is never at fault. I think we should not even open the possibility for shame that could be fallen upon these people. And also, we've got messages coming in. Oh, you guys have so much to say about this. I'll start with Bob. Bob, the pilot, says,
hey.
Yeah, once again, I applaud you guys for helping to educate the public about difficult issues such as this one. People need to understand that violence in a relationship is never okay. And remember, at the first instance, never forgive the perpetrator. It will only escalate further. No matter the emotional price, get out before it's too late. Yes, I think for the victim, you may feel very weak, but within you is the strength to leave. Within you is the strength to overcome and achieve that what you deserve. Don't be blinded by love. Domestic violence causes far more pain than the visible marks of bruises and scars. So this is a tough one, but you have to stand up for yourself when no one else but yourself can be the savior, I feel. Yeah, you're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yong Honglin.